remember a couple of years ago. 都付费。
嗯，
不是拆吗？这是。
Yeah, it's very nice to be here for the third time this week. The last time. And, well, what else can I say about it? We're going to play some songs from the new album. This is called Big World.The first one is a song that's sort of about the American dream, from various different perspectives. It's called Wild West. There's a trail that leads somewhere, and a call of the wild will take some people over there. Through Monument Valley to California sun, from New Amsterdam to the way the West was won. Well, here's a profile when you won't get nowhere. You're cold and you're tired and you're free and you don't care.Keep pushing on when you're frisky turning back, and you keep building towns and hitting railroad tracks, and things get crazy and you have to use that gun, and you wonder if this is the way the West is won. But keep thinking that way and you won't get nowhere, 'cause you got a right just to get where you're going to. Gotta keep running, gotta be the bestI'm gonna be the best.
Next song was released as a single a few weeks ago, much to my own surprise, actually. People have been accusing me of being really negative and critical of America and being anti-American because of songs like this. So I feel, you know, what with the Statue of Liberty being so beautifully refurbished and all the rest of it, I should say at this point, before we go any further, that I love America. But I don't think it's perfect. So this song, which is based on a speech by Ronald Reagan, is called Right in the Wrong. The next song is a romantic song. It's not about romance, you know, love and stuff like that. It's about the romance of travel. And when I was a kid, I used to be fascinated by exotic places, and I used to stare at maps and like read atlases for hours. So that's the kind of feeling that this song is about. It has kind of a Middle Eastern feel to it. And it's called It's a Big World.
Foolish shores and easy, but my heart is tangled.
Okay, this is an old one. Distant and exotic places, or at least not so exotic. This is a sort of sentimental song which anyone that lives in a big city but grew up in a small town probably identifies. It's also our new single. I know you probably don't buy singles and neither do I, but there it is. Okay, this one's called Hometown. Thank you. waves and seagulls full of crowds and church bells. We'll be right back. food, good food, whole food. I know, I was that man. But maybe sometimes I hold out a little too long. I took a right, then I took a wrong turn. Someone asked me for a quarter, and it didn't seem to fit. You see, he didn't look much like a Chinaman. And I was just
Yeah.
Special guest stars, the low budget percussion section. Let's hear it for them. You're so familiar. Right, we're going to do a song about a very prevalent modern disease, which is especially prevalent in large urban areas which are full of neurotic people. The disease I'm talking about, of course, is paranoia. 1, 2, 3, 4
Thank you.
articles that I read in magazines and newspapers and documentaries that I saw on TV and so on last year on the subject of, well, last year was the 40th anniversary of the end of World War II. I found this very interesting, having not really thought much about it before. I mean, having not been there at the time or anything. You tend not to realise how much that war changed the world, what a major event in history it was, and how it has an influence still on what's going on now. And I was trying to imagine what it must have been like at the end of that war. I was trying to imagine the way people felt, the sense of tremendous optimism there must have been for the future. And also the security of knowing exactly who your allies were. And looking around us now at this slightly more tense and complex situation, it struck me as very poignant to be celebrating this. So that's why I wrote this song, which is, I suppose, more from a European point of view than anything else, but I think it applies to everyone, including you guys. It's called 40 Years.
Thank you.
girl in Hollywood could soon be mine. I got the money and from time to time. See, a lot of people think that the war between Britain and Argentina is over, and it would have been if they'd have been sensible about it, and given, you know, well, there's two islands, right? Give one to Britain and one to Argentina, no problem. And why doesn't international diplomacy work like that? I don't know, but anyway, there are still a lot of guys down there on the Falklands getting their feet blown off by landmines that were sort of left lying around. No one remember where they were. And I was thinking about those guys at Christmas, wondering what it must be like down there. And Well, this song should be a tango because of the sort of Argentinian connection. And it's called Tango Atlantico.
Actually, we're not sure what to call it yet, but our favourite suggestion that we've heard so far is Acropolis Now.
Thank you.
this is me, this is me, this is me, and I just love to say a few words about this next song, because the Daily Post today, and if anyone read our review in the New York Post, which was quite a good review, but they did say that I was smug. I don't really know what they mean. This was one of the songs in which I was accused of smugness. Well, maybe someone can enlighten me, but until then, just a few words about this next song, which is about ugly Americans. But also about the obnoxious tourist syndrome. It doesn't only apply to Americans, actually. However, I have often suspected that there is, in fact, a secret conspiracy to make Americans look bad. I think, you know, someone just gets all the fattest and ugliest and most arrogant and richest ones they can find and sends them on a migration to Europe. I suspected this, and it may well be true. Of course, being, you know, sophisticated urban people, you probably don't know what the hell I'm talking about. This one's called the Jet Set.
Yeah.
So smart. All right, many years ago, I wrote a song called Sunday Papers. But the news got so bad, I had to rewrite it a little bit. This is called Monday Papers. I read the news, I couldn't.
It's really a great feeling to be able to set out 3 nights at Radio City, believe me. We really appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Slash for tonight and forever. Just another face in a big crowd. You know we gotta try hard to relax. We can laugh but not too loud. It's never what you see in a magazine. And you don't even know what you mean to me. And I understand this feeling, but I don't wanna be noticed there's no saxophones or trumpets in this band. So you wouldn't think that this next thing we're going to do would be possible. But we're here to prove that nothing is impossible. So with the aid of some of our fake vibes and the incredible guitar wizardry of Mr. Vinny Zulu, we're going to do for you a medley of three songs from Jumper Joe.
Drinking, but I keep drinking. I guess I'm out to lose my mind. my voice is terrible. The dictator is a dirty job. Makes you do your time on the middle side. The dictator is a dirty job. Makes you not so tall when you're 45. The chin chin jumping job makes you head out of this.
Come on. always me. Let's go on the man. We'll be right back.
think this is where we put it all together. Just watch your man in the streets.
There's always times when you can see the end.